James chapter 1, verse 5 says this. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea and tossed by the wind. In other words, the devil will say, you're not healed. You can't be healed. No. Say, yes, devil, you're a liar. I am healed. For let not that man, what, the man who doubts, the man who's tossed, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Well, this implies to anyone who cares to see it that we receive everything from God by faith. It says, don't let that man suppose he'll receive anything from God. Why? Because you receive everything from God by faith. So if you read that again, if any of you lacks wisdom, if any of you lacks, just leave out the word wisdom and put in there healing. If any of you lacks, let him ask of God. Why? Because God gives liberally. How are you going to have faith? By hearing. You got to have faith. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. You know, when we first moved to Des Moines, 1984, we rented a duplex out in Clive. We lived there 6 months, 6 month lease, and at the end of 6 months they substantially raised our rent. Stayed there another 6 months and they substantially raised our rent. And so we were looking for a house to rent. If you ever looked for a house to rent in Des Moines, they're few and far between if you want one that's livable. And so the landlord called and said, are you going to extend your lease? And my wife said, no, we're moving. We had nowhere to move. But she stepped out in faith. So I start looking for a place more earnestly. And I would get up, you know, most of the houses are in the Sunday paper. And so I was up late at night studying anyway, and I'd go get a newspaper about 3 o'clock in the morning and start looking up. And so I found a house, looked like a decent house. And so I called the man, and I made an appointment to see it over on 58th Street in Des Moines. And so Sunday afternoon, I looked at it, and I said, we'll take it. He said, no, you won't. He said, I'll put you on the list. He said, we've got several people who want this house. My wife and I had already prayed and agreed on that house. So when we left there, I said, devil, you're a liar. That is our house. We already agreed on it. See, the Bible says, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it'll be given them by my Father. So I said, no, that's our. I didn't tell him that. You know, I told the devil. I said, devil, you're a liar. That's my house. And so we got to move, and we're going to some kind of meetings in Tulsa. So we left town. We're not looking for a house anymore. Why? That's our house. See, faith acts. Faith without corresponding action isn't faith. And so towards the end of the week, he called and said, well, he said, you know, I offered that house to two other people and they didn't want it. They changed their mind. And I thought, well, I already knew that. I could have told you that. That's our house. You got to stand your ground with faith. Don't expect to receive anything from God if you believe man and then you believe try. You can't believe man and God usually. What are you going to do? Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. God watches over His Word to perform it. He doesn't watch over your doubts to perform them. So you got to know that you know that you know that what God says is true. And then you have no doubts. Everything that God does, He does by faith. Now, we're talking about who will God heal. Healing is for everybody, just like salvation. It's for whosoever will receive it. Jesus already died for our sins and our sickness, our healing. It's all paid for. We have to hear it, believe it, and receive it, and fight the devil for it. Because there's always a fight to faith. Don't think faith. There's always a fight in your head. Now, Jesus was God in the flesh. So if you want to know the will of God, look at Jesus. John 5:19, Jesus said this. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father doing. For what things soever He does, these the Son does in like manner." So whatever Jesus did, He did it because He saw the Father doing it. John 14:9, Jesus said this. Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you've not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, He doeth the works." So notice, works and words go together. The works follow the words. No words, no works. "Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." John chapter 10, verse 32. This was when the Pharisees were wanting to stone Jesus. And he said, "Many good works I've shown you from my Father." They weren't his works, they were the Father's works. He said, "For which of these works do you stone me?" Pretty bold statement, wasn't it? So Jesus came to do the will of God. He did the will of God. And God was with him to do the will of God. John chapter 10, verse 37. "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." What Jesus did was the works of the Father. John chapter 5, "But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works I do. And they bear witness of me that the Father has sent me." Jesus said, "I did not come to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me." Well, what did He do? What were the works that Jesus did? And by the way, He said, "He that believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also." So let's see the works. The works were the Father's works. So we can see what the will of God was and what the will of God is and what the will of God shall always be, because He does not change. Matthew 21:14. "Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against Him, how they might destroy Him. But when Jesus knew it, He withdrew Himself from there, and great multitudes followed Him, and He healed them all." Luke chapter 4, verse 40. "And the sun sinking all, as many as had sick ones with different kinds of diseases brought them to Him, and laying hands on each of them, He healed them." Luke 6:19, "And all the crowd sought to touch Him, for power went out of Him, and He healed them all." Mark chapter 4, verse 24, "And His fame went out throughout all Syria, and they brought to Him all those being badly ill, suffering various diseases and torments, and those who had been possessed with demons, and those who were lunatic and paralytics, and He healed them." Luke 6:17, "And He came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of His disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Samaria, from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Notice it wasn't Jesus, it was the power that went out of him. Amen? Even Nicodemus, who was of the Pharisees, said this. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Well, the Bible says God's with us. Amen? We have the same God, the same Holy Spirit. Here's a very interesting scripture. I'm going to cover this real quickly. John chapter 17, verse 8. Jesus said this, for I've given to them the words which you've given me. Words. And they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. What are some of the words that Jesus gave? Well, the leper said, if you're willing, you can make me whole. He said, I'm willing. Where'd he get these words? He got them from God. Does God change? God doesn't change. There was a man who had an infirmity 38 years at the pool of Bethesda. What words did he give him? He said, rise and take up your bed and walk. There was a man with a withered hand in the synagogue, and he said, stretch forth your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored. Remember, they brought the paralytic to him. Four of them let him down through the roof, and he said, arise and take up your bed. Go to your house. First, he said, your sins are forgiven. No difference. Unless you're told there's a difference. And then the difference is you didn't receive. To the daughter of Jairus, who was dead, he said, little girl, I say to you, arise. These are the words which the father gave him to say. And the father hadn't changed. To the dead son of the widow of Nain, he said, young man, I say to you, arise. To the woman who had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, he said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. To the 10 lepers who asked for mercy, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed, and one came back to thank him, and he said, your faith has made you whole. To Lazarus in the tomb, he said, Lazarus, come forth. So every word that Jesus said came from the heart and the will of God. And thank God he's not changed one iota. Not one bit. Because with God, there is no variableness or shadow of turning. What he said through Jesus, he's still saying. He's saying, rise and take up your bed and walk. He's saying, your faith has made you whole.